Watch, Antifa Firebomb, Shoot Fireworks at Portland Police on NY. By Bob Price on January 1, 2021. Portland Police Bureau officials report Antifa rioters attacked their officers with commercial-grade fireworks and firebombs during a New Year's Eve incident. The rioters also attacked the federal courthouse and multiple downtown businesses. Antifa rioters threw at least two Molotov cocktail-style firebombs and launched multiple commercial-grade fireworks at Portland police as they attempted to defend the downtown business district in the federal courthouse, officials said in a written statement. The rioters also attacked police officers with bricks, large rocks, and frozen water bottles. In downtown Portland outside the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, Antifa rioted for New Year's by launching mortar fireworks and projectiles at police. Hashtag Portland Riots Hashtag Antifa pic.twitter.com/c66b4wjdjl. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, January 1, 2021. Following the attacks, police declared the demonstration a riot and ordered the anarchists to disperse. Antifa rioters refused to comply. Antifa rioted in downtown Portland for New Year's in a planned and pre-announced night of violence. They smashed up small businesses, started fires and even pushed outnumbered law enforcement back. Hashtag Portland Riots pic.twitter.com/ml/bogjso9. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, January 1, 2021. Multiple attacks on the police forced them into retreat. Independent journalist Andy Ngo reported. Antifa force law enforcement to retreat as they move in closer and closer to attack the officers outside the Justice Center. Hashtag Portland Riots pic.twitter.com/yas7ijgp. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, January 1, 2021. As they retreated, emboldened rioters hurled large rocks or bricks at police with more fireworks. Outnumbered law enforcement retreated as Antifa launched attacks on them in downtown Portland at the riot. Hashtag Portland Riots pic.twitter.com/3UEScremlins. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, January 1, 2021. Independent journalist Brendan Guttenschwiger captured much of the lawlessness and violence against police and the downtown businesses. 2021, Portland is still at it. Hashtag Portland protests Hashtag Portland riots Hashtag Portland pic.twitter.com/4MoveIn. Brendan Guttenschwiger, EpGonTheScene, January 1, 2021. The rioters set fires in the streets and attacked the federal courthouse and multiple businesses, including another Starbucks and multiple financial institutions. Antifa started multiple fires at the riot in downtown Portland after smashing up businesses. Hashtag Portland Riots pic.twitter.com/th7lrine9f2. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, January 1, 2021. New Year's Eve riot at the federal courthouse in downtown Portland. With fires set to this light pole and crosswalk signal Hashtag Portland protests Hashtag Portland riots Hashtag Portland pic.twitter.com/wifiedzerbg. Brendan Guttenschwiger, EpGonTheScene, January 1, 2021. A Starbucks is ransacked in downtown Portland during tonight's anti-police. Anti-capitalism New Year's Eve demonstration Hashtag Portland protests Hashtag New Year's Eve Hashtag Portland pic.twitter.com/i2hg7jape2. Brendan Guttenschwiger, EpGonTheScene, January 1, 2021. Portland Tribune reporter Zane Spalding reported a Standard Insurance employee saying this is the end of the line for this Starbucks. Starbucks is leaving. They're gone, an employee told Spalding. They're not gonna come back after this. We took our fences down thinking everything was quiet. Bad move. Employee of Standard Insurance says 41 windows on Portland office tower were broken, each costing $5,000 each. Starbucks is leaving. They're gone. They're not gonna come back after this. We took our fences down thinking everything was quiet. Bad move. pic.twitter.com/04us7cfbbg. Zane Sparling, at PD's Zane. January 1, 2021. Multiple businesses came under attack. Tonight's protest in downtown Portland appears to be mostly over. Here's some of the aftermath pic.twitter.com/4sgml7c. Zane Sparling, at PD's Zane, January 1, 2021. Chase Bank broken into in downtown Portland, with front windows smashed here on New Year's night. Hashtag Portland. Hashtag New Year's Eve. Hashtag Portland protests. pic.twitter.com/CFNZ2MHGRP. Brendan Guttenschwiger, Afghanistan, January 1, 2021. Guttenschwiger reports police reinforcements finally arrived and police pushed back. Police make a push through Chapman Square after reinforcements arrived. As the assembly has declared a riot over the LRED in downtown Portland. Hashtag Portland protests. Hashtag Portland riots. Hashtag Portland pic.twitter.com/ACOBCLALB. Brendan Guttenschwiger, Afghanistan, January 1, 2021. Police move in to make arrests of some of the Antifa activists at the end of tonight's demonstration, after nearly a dozen businesses were broken into. The rest of the crowd scattered through downtown. Hashtag Portland. Hashtag NY. Hashtag Portland protests. pic.twitter.com/BJ3R7WOG. Brendan Guttenschwiger, Afghanistan, January 1, 2021. Police officials said they made multiple arrests and are still compiling information. Portland police officers citywide had to be pulled from answering emergency calls to respond, officials wrote. Law enforcement officers from the Federal Protective Services and the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office also engaged the crowd and were targeted with dangerous projectiles. Some law enforcement officers suffered injuries. Although no Portland police officers were hurt, the press release states. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceTX, Parler @BobPrice, and Facebook.